As the transformation of the tourism sector continues, Minister of Tourism, the Honourable Carlos James, is encouraging more investors to make use of the opportunities provided by the government. The minister was addressing stakeholders at an event hosted by the Caribbean Excursions Company Island Routes, which is now operating in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. He says the ministry is pleased to partner with Island Routes, which will bring a unique experience to visitors to the island.
And you're going to find more challenges as we go around, as we develop further in terms of the tourism. But the important thing is recognizing that it is a partnership, stakeholders, government, and ministry in terms of policy. But we have to gradually be patient and accept that we can change it and we can work with how we develop as a collective in terms of this development and partnership in getting these things.
Minister James, however, stressed the need for more service providers in the tourism sector.
We don't have enough marine operators. We still don't have enough, six ATVs in a destination with nearly 3,000 beds, plus locals who are coming, plus cruise ships that are coming in. It's just not enough. And that is where we are. The shortage of services, the shortage of the equipment and the operating scope and space, of course they're going to expand. But we also need to go brave with the investment, because the market is here now. So we have to now move from 6 to about 16, and then next year to 100. And more investors have to come in within that space, adventure tours and so on.
The minister says government is providing the opportunity for persons to capitalize on.
If we have 3 cruise ships here to accommodate something in one day, we'll shut our transportation system down virtually, literally up on island. 3. And we're talking about the expansion of Port Kingston and so on. We simply don't have enough tour buses. Similarly with the marine tours. We have not passed a dozen catamarans in terms of the local market in a destination that is having an average well over 250,000 visitors per year by cruise, and we're now trying to push to 100,000 by towards the over. We don't have a dozen good service providers in the marine tourism industry. And these are the reality that, yes, I can have a 7 decade ago. We didn't want to take the risk because, you know, how are you going to do? But we have to have new boats. We have to, and the government is providing the concessions for locals, first and foremost for locals.
Minister of Tourism, the Honourable Carlos James. With today's special report, I'm Corvin Harry.